I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The mullahs in Tehran or the IRGC backing them actually have a good offer. Perhaps maybe listen to them, but the odds of that are really small. But it's always remarkable how willing an adversary is starts to open up to talk when an aircraft carrier strike group gets nearby.
So Axios says the president has yet to make a decision on whether he will strike, but was close to making a decision last week. What do you think he'll do?
Yeah, I think it's informative. I mean, the thought calculus was the threat, and there were options being given to the president under the threat that if the Iranian regime started executing publicly these protesters and the leaders of the opposition movement, the regime relented. The president, you know, backed down and kind of gave a little bit of a pause. But in the interim, we've seen perhaps up to 30,000 Iranian protesters executed, 20 in prisons facing imminent execution as this large armada is starting to form. And all of a sudden, the regime now wants to start to talk. So it really, I think the ball's in Tehran's court to see what comes next. Either a good offer that can be taken or the hammer.
Yeah, or the hammer. I say give them the hammer the way they're going. And they are continuing to kill their citizens. The death count on the streets of Tehran, you cannot really mark a specific number. The numbers have been as low as 5,000. And when I say low, I don't mean to discount the value of each of those lives. For every number, that's a life. Keep that in mind. And probably relatives of someone who died, or maybe they also died with them. And they didn't die just by an accident. They didn't die because they were bombed by a foreign country. They died at the hands of their own Revolutionary Guard, the leaders of their country. That was Captain retired Brent Sadler talking about, now that we have this armada set up throughout the Middle East, Tehran definitely wants to have some talks. Yeah, they've been reaching out to Trump. They've been reaching out and saying, let's talk. Well, you heard Sadler say, look, he's had the opportunity. The mullahs had the opportunity repeatedly. And so now you either talk and you talk the way we want to hear you talk, or you'll get the hammer. No one wants war. I certainly don't. And I certainly don't want U.S. boots on the ground in Iran. And that's not the plan. We have numerous other ways to do it. Long range, over the horizon, everything we have available short of putting men and women directly into harm's way. But I will point out to you, and you should keep this in mind, even if they're on an aircraft carrier out in the sea, they are under threat. Iran has already launched swarms of drones at U.S. air bases. Many have been shot down, causing little, if any, damage. But you can't continue like that. You got to recognize at some point, some of them are going to get through. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. January 28, 2026. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program live. How do you do that? News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Rumble or Facebook. And if you miss any part of either program, you can always pull it up and listen to it later. And we had a story in the last hour which was deeply disturbing. Deeply disturbing. It was our story behind the story, involving a father who intentionally was poisoning his stepson with radioactive material. It is not a story for the faint of heart. If you missed it and you heard just enough in my description, you think, I don't want to know anything else about it, that's your decision. But if you didn't hear it or you want to make sure others hear it, go back and pull up the podcast of our first hour. Mark it, send it on to others. We do this lately as a special feature of our 6 o'clock hour. The last quarter of the hour devoted to stories behind the stories. Some you're familiar with, some you might not know anything about. Yesterday, I did the Obama interview and the repercussions that came with that. Previously, I've done the flight at Lambert Airport when the mayor and 11 others died in a glider flight test over Lambert Airport. And several other stories like that. Stories that have been in the headlines long ago, long since dismissed, maybe forgotten, and maybe, depending upon your age, you were not even aware of. The story behind the story every day in the 6 o'clock hour. And if by chance you miss it, always go back and pull up the podcast. Everything we present to you is to give you the best, most extensive information we can. Not just opinions. I've got a lot of them, and so do you. But I also want to make sure we do more than just throw material at you. So that's why with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. I promise you, you will leave each hour with more information than you have right now. And reminding you, your phone is your link to us wherever you are. Wherever you are, you download the News Talk STL app, put it on your phone. It's absolutely free. Go to your phone app store. It's already labeled on your phone. Click it, search News Talk STL, push it, bang, it's on your phone. And whenever you activate it and turn it on, you're listening to whatever program we have on the air at that very moment, which would be this one. But we have numerous great hosts and programs, so you can always find great material. Even if you're way outside our listening area. I've got relatives all over Texas and Florida. Had some friends visiting recently touring Europe. They've been listening. I got Andrew up in Chicago, constantly listening, providing some insight of what's happening in Chicago. So that's a way to stay in touch with us, and we appreciate it. I want to share something with you. We have heard, of course, how much Trump is going to destroy the world, going to destroy NATO. Remember when he was in the first time? And he said, we're not going to give any more money to NATO unless the other members pony up their fair share. We've been carrying NATO on our back, and the others aren't doing near enough. And immediately they were gassed in fear. Oh, my God, he's gonna create a World War III situation. NATO will be dissolved. And then, of course, talking about taking over Greenland. We're not taking over Greenland, but we're going to have bases there. But even that, again, that's part of our North Atlantic Treaty, and that's going to destroy our nation. I want you to hear from some remarks from the NATO Secretary General, who just dropped some straight remarks regarding NATO, Europe, and his remarks make it very clear, I'm with Trump.
So when President Trump is doing good stuff, I will praise him, and I don't mind him publishing text messages. And if anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming. You can't. we count. We need each other. And why do we need each other? I tell you. First of all, because also the U.S. needs NATO. And the U.S. is not only a NATO to prevent a mistake after the First World War, not to re-engage with Europe. And then again, the long arm of history reaching out to the U.S. again in the Second World War, as Churchill famously said in his speech in 1941 in the U.S. Congress. They are also in NATO because for the U.S. to stay safe, and by the way, Arctic region is evidence here, they need a secure Arctic, they need a secure Euro-Atlantic, and they also need a secure Europe. So the U.S. has every interest in NATO as much as Canada and the European NATO allies.
Well, see, that's counter to the negativity about Trump. Trump wants to get out of NATO. He sees no value in it. The NATO Secretary General says, we do need each other, and you need to understand Trump is an important part of that machinery, much less the money involved, but the prestige and the ability and everything that comes with it. And then he lays out something just short of a threat to anyone in NATO that thinks, we don't need Trump, ditch him.
So the U.S. has every interest in NATO as much as Canada and the European NATO allies. But for Europe, if you really want to go it alone, and those of you who are planning for that, forget that you can ever get there with 5%. It will be 10%. You have to build up your own nuclear capability. Yeah. That costs billions and billions of euros. You will lose then, in that scenario, you would lose the ultimate guarantor of our freedom, which is the U.S. nuclear umbrella. So, good luck.
Good luck. He's been getting very clear. The U.S. and being with Greenland as well helps provide a nuclear umbrella for the European nations. I don't care how many in the European nations have gone socialist, even to Islamist, even to wanting jihadist. They had to recognize to protect their nation, their part of the world, they need us, the USA. And Trump is not their enemy. He's working for their benefit as well. But that's not what they want to hear. Any more than the Minnesota voters want to continue to hear about more and more fraud and how much money has been stolen from them. And the investigations are really just getting underway. And then you got other states. California, your day of reckoning is coming. Illinois, your day of reckoning. New York State. But in every case, there's been fraud. You want to hear one of the more massive frauds, and this is across the nation, not just in one or two states. I want you to hear from the Director of Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner.
We eliminated non-permanent residence eligibility for FHA-insured mortgages. And we are auditing public housing authorities to ensure taxpayer dollars don't support illegal aliens. American dollars should benefit American citizens and American citizens only. By focusing on our core mission, HUD provided a pathway for home ownership and supported housing affordability for more than 1 million Americans through FHA and Ginnie Mae.
Did you hear that? How much money was being done to help Americans? That's the intent of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But he also found that as they started making audits, a lot of this money was going, one, to dead people, two, people who were not American citizens. They should not be getting help with housing. You need help with housing? If you're an American citizen, I want to see you get the help at a good, fair rate. But again, just as the Somalia crisis has taken over Minnesota, anywhere money can be found leaking from government coffers, here come the pigs. And they are pigs. They wallow around in it and they suck up everything they can. At your expense, keep that in mind, at your expense. So what the Housing and Urban Development Director was pointing out, how bad the fraud is. And I want to add something. I want you to listen to him again. And I say this not to make a point on playing a race card, but I know there are many out there saying, well, yeah, that's just another white guy talking about trying to blame black people for stealing all the federal dollars. No, Scott Turner, our Housing and Urban Development Director, is a black man. Scott Turner.
We also take stewardship very seriously, so we're cracking down on waste and fraud and abuse. Our Office of the Chief Financial Officer uncovered more than $5 billion in potential payment errors, over $50 billion in total rental assistance for the fiscal year 2024. And that includes money that went to nearly 30,000 dead people. That is ludicrous. It's ridiculous to even think or talk in such a way. It's a violation of our sacred trust to American taxpayers, and it has to end, and it will.
But there had been no sacred trust when it came to the Democrats and your money. They were more than willing to spread it around. Slop for the pigs. Let them come. And we all know the elite, Hollywood elite, financially elite. They do not live by the same rules you and I do. We know that. Now, you're going to hear them say all the time, no person is above the law. But they think they are. And they think that if they can get extra money by grafting or whatever effort they're doing, that's fine by them. And you know a perfect example of someone like that who took an idea, a germ of an idea, and he got others to sign on with him, and pretty soon he had a multi-billion dollar empire. Al Gore. An inconvenient truth. Warming. Global warming. And based upon his recommendations and the numbers he was saying, hell, basically all the Martha's Vineyard should be underwater by now. Half of the East Coast should be underwater. But maybe I was off on the numbers a little bit. Maybe rather than happening in the next 30 years, maybe I meant the next 30 million. There's a slight difference. You don't have to be a mathematician to realize, boy, did you move that decimal point. But in the meantime, they had numerous groups raising money. And there were so many folks giving money. And here's the real twist to them. They thought they were actually doing something to help the planet and to save the planet. What you did is help save Al Gore and all the other companies that sprang up in the midst of it. Everything from wind farms to solar panels to whatever they came up with next that was going to be good for the environment. Not so good for you, nor your pocketbook, but good for their pocketbook and their environment. Coming up, an attack on Omar Elon, Congresswoman, or was it a fake event? I have some real questions about that. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Hi. This is Elliot Forehand, candidate for Ohio Attorney General. I want to tell you what I mean when I say that I am going to kill Donald Trump. I mean I'm going to obtain a conviction rendered by a jury of his peers at a standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, based on evidence presented at a trial conducted in accordance with the requirements of due process, resulting in a sentence duly executed of capital punishment. That is what I mean when I say that I'm going to kill Donald Trump.
That is an idiot. Make no mistake about it, that is an idiot. He is talking about, I'm only going to do it by legislative efforts, but capital punishment. Capital punishment means death. Maybe he doesn't know that. I'm going to let you hear him again in just a moment, but keep in mind, this is a guy who is running for attorney general, and he thinks he can have the right and the ability to stand up in front of everyone. And it's a catchy phrase. I get it. He thinks this will really excite my electorate and get me some votes when he stands up there and says, I want to kill Donald Trump. One more time.
Hi. This is Elliot Forehand, candidate for Ohio Attorney General. I want to tell you what I mean when I say that I am going to kill Donald Trump. I mean I'm going to obtain a conviction rendered by a jury of his peers at a standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, based on evidence presented at a trial conducted in accordance with the requirements of due process, resulting in a sentence duly executed of capital punishment. That is what I mean when I say that I am going to kill Donald Trump.
Duly executed. In a sentence duly executed of capital punishment. This guy is running for attorney general in Ohio. There's been backlash, but not from the side where it needs to come. His own party should be condemning it and going after him. It was quickly shot down by Republican leaders, understandable. The Ohio auditor, Keith Faber, who is running against Forum for Attorney General, denounced the remarks in a video, saying, my Democrat opponent for Attorney General just came out and said he wanted to kill President Trump. That kind of vile comment makes it clear that Elliot Forum is not qualified to be Attorney General. Why second that? And then the Republican candidate said, the Democrat Ohio gubernatorial candidate should also disavow what her fellow Democrat had to say. Can you hear that? I'm listening. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. They are mute. It's not that they cannot speak. They're not speaking. Well, on one hand, it's because they like the idea. They like the idea. Kill Trump. And you do know. You know in the heart of your hearts what would happen if anyone had made a remark like that against Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, even Gavin Newsom. If they'd use that, and I'm just going to put the name in here and place this, reading again what the Ohio Attorney General candidate said. What I mean when I say I'm going to kill Gavin Newsom, I mean I'm going to obtain a conviction rendered by a jury of his peers at a standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt based on evidence presented at a trial conducted in accordance with the requirements of due process resulting in a sentence duly executed of capital punishment. If we had a Republican make a remark like that, I would be trashing him immediately. But these Democrats, they're so sold out, they're afraid to speak out. Will he win? I have no idea. He could. He could, considering that he's running in Ohio. He's got enough idiots up there that might support him. And I remind you, there have already been two attempts on Trump's life. And this is the kind of thing that spurs more on. This is the kind of thing that Tom Holman has been sent in to head up the ICE operations. And the Border Patrol agent in charge, Bovino, had been removed, not because he was necessarily doing a bad job, but somebody's head had to roll because of two people killed during these operations. One of them, by all evidence, clearly justified when the woman pointed her car at the agent and he shot her. The other one, not so clear, but a gun was spotted. And you should not be carrying a gun in sight to a demonstration like that. You're asking for trouble. You're going to trigger someone, literally. And if an officer sees it, he doesn't know that you're a law-abiding citizen. He just knows you have a gun. And if he shouts gun, all hell breaks loose. Then we have what happened to Ilhan Omar. She was doing a town hall event. A 55-year-old man they've now identified approached her, and I've watched the video several times. He is spraying something at her, but he's not spraying it in her face. He's aiming the bottle or whatever he's spraying basically at her breast, no higher than that, not trying to get it in her face or eyes. And immediately, all kinds of hell broke loose.
Border Czar Tom Homan holding a productive meeting with Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey yesterday as the Trump administration works to de-escalate tensions in Minnesota.
It comes as a man rushed Congresswoman Ilhan Omar during a town hall meeting, spraying her with an unknown liquid as she called for DHS Secretary Kristi Noem to resign.
Matt Finn joins us live in Minneapolis with the details. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. A 55-year-old man was arrested and charged after video appears to show him walking up to Congresswoman Omar and spraying her with liquid out of a syringe.
As Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment. I don't know.
We will continue.
I'm not going to get away with it.
Now, again,
Now, it's not clear what the liquid is. The attack happened at Omar's town hall here in Minneapolis last night. Omar was angered and shaken, but apparently mostly unharmed. Security tackled the man identified as Anthony James Kazmierczyk and walked him out of the room. He was charged with third-degree assault.
And I'm waiting for Omar to post the bail for him. There's nothing in the video I've seen indicates that this was intended to be a vile attack upon her. It's still not clarified. I've seen different sources, but I'm not even going to bother getting into it as to what the material was he sprayed on her. But certainly not toxic. And he did not aim for her face. He stood within an arm's reach of her, and he's aiming basically at her breast, certainly below her neck. And she went after him with her fist raised, like showing she's going to be tough. Which again tells me something is amiss there. I don't care how brave and strong you are. If somebody's spraying something like that on you, you don't know what it is. You're not going to go after them until you know what it is. Then you may want to go after them and beat the hell out of them. This guy apparently called a friend of his and said, hey, can you watch my dog tonight? I'm going to go to the Omar event, and I might do something that might have me in jail the rest of the night. Yeah, I'll take care of it. Well, later the guy said, the friend called back and said, oh, don't worry about it. I'll be fine. He said, I figured he just blew it off. Still no reason as to why he did it. But they're mocking ICE, saying you guys are using flashbang grenades, tear gas, smoke bombs against us in the street. So I'm going to do this to you. And then we had the story the other day that I didn't have time for, mainly because I'm not sure if it's true or not. Somebody had their hand mangled, supposedly by picking up a flashbang grenade, and it went off in their hand. A word of advice, if somebody throws a grenade at you, unless you're going to cover it with your body to save other people, don't pick the damn thing up. Is that clear enough for you? Jeez, we're living among these idiots, and we've got to make sure they don't get control. And we're going to go back in time when Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were all about making sure our nation was not filled with immigrants. And also the threat of a shutdown coming. And CNN is already pounding the bomb. You got to blame it on Trump. Pounding the drum. That's not going to fly either. More to come. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
When back to the shutdown, when you're talking about a shutdown, which seems like a very real possibility right now, that would also mean withholding funding, you know, not just for ICE. This would mean withholding funding for popular parts of the government, including paying members of the Coast Guard, FEMA. And we, of course, are in the middle of a emergency weather event as we speak. Lots of ice, lots of snow, lots of people without power. Are there potential pitfalls for Democrats there?
Well, what the Republicans have done, to be very clear, is they have lumped all of these together, right? The government is funded through these dozen plus different appropriations bills. Historically, there should be votes on all of those. That's the way the government should work. That's the way Congress should work.
All those things I named are under DHS, right? So Coast Guard, FEMA, ICE, CBP, those are all under Homeland Security.
Right.
Right. Nailed him. I had to give CNN and some credit there. They were speaking to Democrat Congressman Jason Crow about the possibility of another government shutdown. And if it happened, it's going to be because of the Democrats. But they, again, are immediately trying to push all of this onto Trump. We'll come back to that in a moment. Senate Majority Leader right now, John Thune, has said, if they'll just let us know what they want, we could probably work with them, but they won't do it. The Democrats don't want to tell you what they want other than no ICE, cut out all the money for ICE. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Take a different road. You want to come back to the same position, it's still going to be the same answer. Thune told reporters earlier today, negotiations between the Democrats and the White House, talking about Senate Democrats, are underway right now to determine will there be a government shutdown this weekend. Now, again, we do have another major winter storm building, tracking over a lot of what area got hit last weekend, starting mostly more to the east, going up the Ohio Valley and into the northeast of that part, not the plains and what we've seen elsewhere, but it's still coming, and they're still trying to recover in some areas. If you get a situation like that and you got a government shutdown, it's going to PO a lot of people, Democrats and Republicans. But the Democrats are demanding funding the Department of Homeland Security be cut off from any future measures. That's the one thing they say they will not vote for. They will not vote for any more money going to DHS following the shooting of the young man last weekend. And, of course, the woman who tried to drive over an agent based on the footage we've seen. Thune says, I think right now the conversation should be between the White House and the Democrats. But then he admitted this, Republican lawmakers, we're just not clear on what do they want to avoid a shutdown. He's a smart man, and he really knows what they want, but he wants them to come out and say it. And they're saying it pretty much. They say, no more money for ICE. This is right back to defund police. Do you remember that? How long did that last? Then suddenly realize that's not playing so well. not for us on getting votes, not in our communities. Thune added, the White House is open to any negotiation. And some of the reforms the Democrats are wanting, more money for immigration and customs enforcement officers to wear body cameras and funding for de-escalation training for law enforcement. So there are some bills in there that are possible and a good idea. He said, I know the White House is willing to make some concessions, but Republicans would oppose modifying that $6 billion funding package by splitting off the Homeland Security funding, because that's really what they want. And again, on the Senate floor, just today, Senate Democrat Minority Leader, and I love saying Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer, was calling on Thune to set aside the Homeland Security funding so we can deal with everything else. Schumer wants to point out the House originally passed the bill in three separate packages. So for us, we need to just do a simple thing. Five of the bills ready to go. The Senate should pass them. And if we just split off the DHS funding, then we'll have everything done. No, you'll have everything you want done. And therein lies a big issue. But of course, part of this is, again, however it happens, if it happens at any point, the obvious culprit will have to be, as always, the guy with the orange hair. That's the way they want to refer to him. Well, a Maryland Democrat is already making it clear that when you're looking for someone to blame for any shutdown going forward at this point, Democrat Senator Angela Alsobrooks says it's Donald Trump.
What will Democrats demand if you are sort of successful in bringing about a government shutdown over DHS funding?
Well, you know what? That question, I have to tell you, agitates me. It is not what Democrats should demand. The Republicans have empowered this. They have the keys to all of this. They have control of the Senate, they have control of the House, and they have the White House. So it's not what Democrats must demand. And this shutdown, by the way, would not be a Democratic shutdown.
Yeah, it would.
The one before it.
Yes, it
it's
would.
It's really intellectually dishonest to say that when Republicans control everything.
They don't control everything. Yes, it appears we do, but we also know the real numbers. There are a lot of defectors inside the Republican Party in the House. You can see it in the votes and in the Senate. There is no cohesion, but it makes for good copy. And the Democrats lap it up. They say the Republicans have the White House, they have the Senate, they have the House, they're in control of everything. If they were, we would have resolved this a long time ago, believe me. But that's the story, and they're going to stick to it. But here's a case of where they don't stick to the story. How many times have we been told over the recent times, much less just yesterday, much less a few years ago? First of all, you cannot use the word illegal. That demeans people to say they're illegal. They're not illegal. We will call them undocumented, which means illegal. We will call them not aliens. That makes them, again, demeaning them. We'll call them citizens without papers, things of that nature. I want you to go back in time with me to listen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, when they ran both houses, and what they had to say about undocumented illegals.
We need to address the issue of immigration and the challenge we have of undocumented people in our country. We certainly don't want any more coming in.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
Could we replay the last two sentences there? Because the last two sentences, everything he says in there, I agree with, Chucky. And you said it. You said it. I didn't put the words in your mouth. Once more, the last two sentences there.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
My God, you nailed it. I'd send him a box of chocolates, but I don't want him to think I'm in love with him as we go into, you know, Valentine's Day. But he did nail it. He said, we can't call them that. That they're here illegally. They're illegal. Well, as you know, the other day, Trump did remove Greg Bovino, who is Border Patrol agent in charge of what was going on in Minneapolis. They needed a head. Somebody's head had to roll because of the shooting, the two fatal shootings. One appears to be justified. The other's still under investigation. Bovino himself had nothing to do with it, but he's the guy at the top. Kristi Noem is still going to remain as Department of Homeland Security Secretary, but they want her head too. So they got Bovino, and they think Holman's next. I mean, not Holman, but Kristi Noem. But in between is Holman, because Trump has sent in Holman. Our borders are. He has already had talks with Governor Walz, and he says they were pretty good talks. But at the same time, we know Walz is lying to him, saying if we're holding any illegals that you want a restraining order inside our jails, we will continue to hold them. What he means is in our prisons, because they're not releasing the ones in the jails. They're going to keep them. They might give them the ones in the prison. And President Trump had said the Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is, quote, playing with fire, stating that Minneapolis does not and will not enforce federal immigration laws. He said this is after we had a good conversation with him. Yeah, I had a good conversation. And he said, okay, I understand what we need to do. We will help you. But then he turns right around, finds the first leftist microphone he can, and say, we will not abide by this. Well, I got a piece of news that I think this might work even better. You know, we've already offered money in the past to some of those in our country illegally that if you will take this money, we will give you a stipend and you can leave the country. We will pay you a certain amount to fly you somewhere, and you leave. Cannot return, but you can leave. You want the money? Oh, sure. But you can't come back. And many have already taken advantage of that. They are self-deporting. And others are doing it because they fear they're going to be deported anyway. And I think many more might be stepping forward because guess which nation is coming forward and saying, we will take any deportees from the U.S. that you want to get rid of. This sounds like a joke, but I promise you it is not a joke. If it is, the laugh is going to be on them. The Iranian regime. Iran says, we will accept a group of deportees from the U.S. They've been held for months in your immigration detention centers. You're already overcrowded. We've got plenty of room in our prisons and our cells in Iran because we killed a lot of people. So we have extra room. So this is the third time Iran has suggested, send us your deportees. We'll be glad to hold them. It's the first time they've offered it since Iran has murdered thousands of its own citizens. So the question to the illegal immigrant or whatever you want to be called at this point, do you want to go back to your own country and self-deport yourself? Do you want to see if you can hang around and get money to go back to your own country? Do you want to take a chance that you're going to be grabbed up and sent back anyway? Or do you want to take a chance that you'll be grabbed up and you will find your landing in Tehran? You want to go to that prison? But the Iranian diplomat says, we're doing everything we can to help out. We'll be glad to take some of these deportees. He said, we have a group of Iranian deportees scheduled to fly out of Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport in Arizona and return to Iran via Egypt and Kuwait. We'll give them the travel documentation so they can come and go. He said, anybody you've held for more than 2 months in an overcrowded facility where basic hygiene and medical standards were non-existent, we'll be glad to take them. Riddle me this. Do you think the conditions are going to be better for you inside an Iranian jail cell compared to being in a U.S. jail cell or a U.S. prison? This is going to have a lot of the illegals thinking, I think I'll just go home. Probably the best idea for you. The Iranian regime's already killed 6,000 of its own. Many of them were being held in those prisons. So they had the space. Come pick a cot. See if you can live through the night. We'll be back here tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.